Message number 797. And then just as they will have forgotten me, my church will rise from the dead just as I did. Sunday, May 19, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, death will no longer have power over those of God's children who love Him in my new paradise. These messages sadly will bring unnecessary fear to those who believe that when this earth is discarded in favor of the new heaven and earth that they will face death. This is not true. Those who find favor with me and who accept my hand of mercy will be given the gift of life. Even atheists, non-believers, non-Christians and those of every faith will turn to me and accept my gift after the warning takes place. This is when I will defeat the beast, for I will give eternal life to billions of souls who are alive in the world. Sin introduced to Adam and Eve by the beast will cease to exist. My mercy will defeat it. And just as sin destroys the body, my light will bring to humanity eternal life. Death, disease, old age will no longer exist in my new paradise. My chosen children, billions of them, will have a perfect body and soul in union with the divine will of my Father. He, my Father, gave eternal life to Adam and Eve, and they rejected it. And so they and all their descendants were denied the gift of paradise and eternal life. Now at last this will change. My life, death and resurrection must now be reenacted, and this the final part of my covenant. My church has, just as I was, been persecuted, and it will now endure a savage beating, a painful attack and what will appear to be a crushing defeat. And when it has been crucified and thrown aside, it will seem to be burned and forgotten. Paganism will thrive. But because it will be influenced and led by the evil one, it will be careful not to show its true colors. It will be presented to the world as a new form of social justice, a new form of humanism, when all the needs of man are catered for. These needs will include the right to sin, but these sins will, in defiance of God, be seen to be the moral rights of man. How abhorrent to me, Jesus Christ, will this wicked one-world religion be! Not only will they turn their backs on me, but they will include satanic symbols where my cross will be displayed in the most grotesque way. My host will be discarded. A different kind of sacrifice will be made on the altars of churches. It will be the beast they will worship openly, and in turn he will give them many powers. This is why many will believe that those who will govern over this abomination will have miraculous powers. And while they may seem to be following a good and fair church, it will yield nothing but darkness. Celebrations and obscene behavior will be witnessed in these churches which were built to honor me, Jesus Christ, but I will not be present. And then, just as they will have forgotten me, my church will rise from the dead just as I did. It will become alive again in public places. Then I will gather all of my children who remain faithful to my word and those whose eyes were open to the truth. Then we will ascend along with those who have awaited the great day but who are dead into the new paradise. Those who refuse me after every attempt by me to salvage their souls will be cast away. Then my reign will begin, and the kingdom promised to me by my Father will be formed. Never fear the future, for only my new kingdom will satisfy your poor sorrowful hearts. Only my new kingdom will give you eternal life. You must pray for each and every one of you so that you are made worthy to receive this great gift. Your Jesus.